It's welcome news for the White House. The nation's unemployment rate has dropped below 8% for the first time in nearly 4 years. The Labor Department says the jobless rate fell to 7.8% last month as employers added 114,000 jobs. Well, President Obama says the encouraging report shows the country has made too much progress to turn back his policies that he and to turn back to the policies that he says led the country to an economic crisis. Meantime, Republican nominee Mitt Romney says the drop in the unemployment rate is not what a real recovery looks like.
Joining us to talk about it, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Hello, Gwen.
Hello.
So each of the candidates in Virginia today, and no doubt they're talking about this.
They are talking about this. You hinted at what it is that Mitt Romney is saying. He's saying more. So many people have left the workforce and have stopped looking for work that the numbers are not as optimistic as they look. The president's response is, hey, it's voting against America to say that bad news, that good news is bad news. The fact of the matter is, if these numbers had gone up, if they had been worse than expected, the president would be taking a huge hit today. And conversely, if the president had not widely been perceived to have whiffed on the debate the other night, and he had then gotten these good numbers, we would be talking about a coronation the way the numbers, the polls were going. So in the end, what we see as the first fallout from the debate is that even with a day for Romney where good news comes out for the administration, we still have an incredibly tight race still. Maybe this got the attention of people who weren't paying attention, the way the debate played out, an unexpected outcome to that one because Barack Obama was considered to be the better debater, and an unexpected outcome today on the jobs numbers. So people are sitting up and paying attention.
As you mentioned, Mitt Romney, no matter what side of the aisle somebody sits on, Mitt Romney was the winner of the debate. If you're neutral, most people think Mitt Romney won the debate. How has he parlayed that victory the other night?
Most important, Democrats think Mitt Romney won the debate. That's where all the consternation is playing out right now. Mitt Romney obviously hopes that this gets him a second look. There's no question that for the last two or three weeks, things have been trending against him. The coverage had been trending against him. He seemed to be stumbling into one pothole after the other politically. And so now this gives everybody a chance to sit up straight, pay attention to him, perhaps not put him in the box he had unwittingly worked himself into with his 47% comment, which of course didn't even come up at the debate, and gives people a chance to say, well, now wait a second, maybe, energizes his base, which maybe was getting a little discouraged, and maybe speaks to some of those folks who are undecided.
All right. Washington Week with Gwen Ifill and National Journal airs tonight at 8 on TV 26. Thanks, as always.
I'll be holding a little Big Bird tonight.
I bet you will be. Be careful, Gwen.
I will. Bye.
Bye.
Money News. Every